Commissioner, this incident, how much is it a case of national security being compromised? Because you have two killings within 8 days, shooting deaths within 8 days, and people in the area must certainly be frightened.
Yes, I would expect persons to be concerned about those shooting incidents having taken place and just on or around 1 week period. And that is cause really for concern. That is an indication that there are illegal firearms outside there. And that is the reason why persons are asked to redouble their efforts at passing information to the police so that we can rid the streets of those illegal weapons. Because those illegal weapons are kept outside there for no good or justifiable purpose. And persons who have legal firearms do not go about shooting like that. They have them for reasons, and until and on such reasons for which they have those firearms becomes relevant, they would not have used firearms. For instance, people have their firearms for hunting. They go to hunt, and that's all they do. But they do not go about shooting people. And we do not want it to appear as though then there is some battlefield out there where persons are shooting each other. We wouldn't like that. And you look at the persons that are losing their lives. Persons in the...
Is national security compromised as far as you're concerned?
I wouldn't say national security has been compromised in that matter. Those are persons who do their illegal activities and that we are aware of. And then they try, people are trying to protect their turf, so to speak. And you find those things happening because you find those things happen among persons who are involved in illegal activities.
So is there an acknowledgement that there is gang warfare in Dominica?
I wouldn't put it as far as gang warfare. I wouldn't put it as gang warfare because as far as we know, we have no organized gangs in Dominica. But there are persons who follow a certain pattern, and you find that the associates, and so they try maybe to support the associate, but not really any gang per se.
But there's a strong feeling that this killing was a reprisal killing, and it's not the first one we have in that as well.
We think it might be so, because we have had shootings before, and they were not fatal, but they involved the same individuals. So we believe that it has been an ongoing rift between those persons, which resulted in the inevitable.
But how do you prevent more of that happening? I mean, I know you're calling on people to report if they see firearms, but that mightn't work. Is there a strategy in place to prevent this kind of...
Well, as I said earlier, that we are going to be pursuing suspected persons we know who have illegal firearms, and we will be relentless in our efforts. And people may call it harassment, but we will pursue it until we achieve our required goals.
So what is the likely outcome of the investigation, Simon? What do you expect?
I can't predict the outcome of the investigation, and would like to have all reported matters and all such incidents solved. And that's what we are going to be pursuing.
How do you lead the face of people who are worried and some people who say they don't have confidence in the police and they don't think you will solve that matter? What do you tell them?
Well, what I can tell the persons is, or the persons who are speaking, is that we continue to operate as a legitimate, a police force who operates above board. And all we are requesting really is the support of the public, because the police cannot do it alone. And the persons who live in the communities, various communities, a lot of them would have information. Some of them withhold the information for whatever reason, because you find, as we have been saying, drugs and firearms go hand in hand. People traffic drugs, they traffic firearms, and they use the firearms to protect their drug activities. And some persons benefit from these activities to the detriment of others. So I think they have to look at that type of situation, look at this bigger picture, and then come to the police, let reality set in, and let us try to see how we can come together and solve those problems. Because oftentimes, people see people walk about with guns, and they just feel, well, okay, I'm not going to tell the police anything. That is, the man is gone. It's not going to affect me. But that is not so. You find innocent lives can be lost as well.
Commissioner, how much of a handle does the police really have on the Portsmouth situation? Because I heard a priest suggesting this morning that school children are being used as drug mules, and the parents know but cannot do anything about that. The situation in Portsmouth sounds terrible, actually.
It may be sounding more terrible than it is, as they said that perception is really greater than reality.
And children are being used as
drugs. Yes, some children are being used. Some children are being used. And I think the parents really need to take a hold of that. But as I said, some of the parents are benefiting from those things. And that is the whole the problem. The parents are benefiting, and these parents will not say anything. They will not allow their children to say anything. And as you know, when the police come in, it's as a last resort. Because, I mean, you had those things, they were festering all the time, and people knew they were festering, but they never came to the attention of the police. When they come to the attention of the police now, you have to deal with it in a different situation. So I think the police and the community needs to come together to try to find a solution to those type of problems before those problems emerge to be greater.